Attention in the Macon, Georgia area. If you are in the Macon, Georgia area, I want you to call a friend and call someone that they need. Oh my God. Tell them to turn that down right now to 99.5. Oh, Reverend H.C. Lockhart, the original Georgia prophet, is now on the air. And I have a dynamic message, a holy divine message for the people. Oh my God. Now get on the phone and call your mama, call your sister, call your pastor, call your friends and tell them that the God, holy man of faith, is now on the air. And I have a plan, a holy God's plan, to share with every believer. If you're in bad shape, if you're about to lose everything that you worked hard for, the evildoers is on your back, get ready. We're going to go into the Word of God on this today. All right now, this is yours truly, your humble servant, Reverend H.C. Lockhart, and I have a message for you. I have a plan, God's holy plan, on this day, today. Now listen. Every Saturday at 3 p.m., you'll be able to hear Reverend H.C. Lockhart. And then on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., I want you to set your clock. Oh, my God, set your radio. God's holy man of faith will be coming back on 99.5 radio with God's holy PB plan. And I want you to get excited. Get paper and pencil this very moment, because I have some exciting information to share with you. By faith, you have to have your pencil and paper. I don't want you to miss out on nothing. I want you to take down every holy scripture. And we're going to be, what I'm saying, going into the Word of God by faith. Now listen, every Saturday at 3 p.m., the broadcast will be on air, and every Sunday morning at 7 a.m., I will be blasting the Word of God oh my God, starting the broadcast out on Sunday morning. I want you to get ready and be a part of this great ministry. Oh my God. And I want you to sow with me into the word. I want you to help me. I need your help. I need your seeds. Yes, we need each other's seeds. Oh my God, because this is a battle of the final call. Did you hear what I say? The battle of the final call. This is it. We are fighting a battle between good and evil. I want you to hear me and hear me real good on today. And watch out for your blessing. Watch out for your deliverance. Watch out for your healing. Watch out for your happiness. Watch out for your prosperity. Watch out for your understanding through the word of God. Oh my God. Now listen, I want to introduce you to the prayer line, the holy divine prayer line. Don't be afraid to call in. Let me pray for you. Let me go in prayer with you through the word of God. Don't feel prayer. Prayer changes things. Prayer is the key, and faith will unlock the door. And oh my God, you got to, what I'm saying, believe, and you got to knock at the door. Prayer is the key. Did you understand what I say? Prayer is the key, and faith will unlock the door. And many doors is locked. You need, what I'm saying, to unlock it through prayer. And I want you to write down this important phone number. We want to talk about the prayer line phone number. And you take it down and you share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Share it with your husband. Share it with your relatives on today. Write it down now. The 24-hour prayer line. Phone number 478-324-3464. Once again, that's 478-324-3464. Write it down, Mom. Write it down, Dad. And I want you to call and sign up. Put your name on the list and let the prophet of God pray for you and give you a prophecy in your life. Many don't believe in prophecy. Oh my God. You don't have to go to the palm reader. Oh my God, the witchcraft reader, the hoodoo reader. You can come to God in prayer. Oh my God. I want you to hear the prophet of God as I'm straight shooting the word of God. Now you must sow in the word in order to reap God's blessing. Now, this plan that I'm talking about is God's PB plan. Did you hear what I say? God's PB plan. And it's wrapped up, tied up in the Word of God. Through Genesis, through Revelation. Oh my God. And I want to send you this plan. God's PB plan. Say, Prophet, you want to send it to me? Yes, I'm going to send it to you free of charge. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. But I want you to read it and read these scriptures. Oh, my God. And pray over these scriptures. And I guarantee you, you'll be a better person. You got to understand that you need a plan. You need a plan for everything in this day of life. Oh my God, everybody got a plan for you. They wanna sell you their plan. Oh my God. But I got a plan will not cost you anything. Oh my God, but all the plans out there, I'm not judging them. I'm not going to say criticizing them. But everybody got a plan. God giving you a plan. From Genesis to Revelation, and all you got to do is read the Bible. Read the Word of God. Understand how to use the Word of God, how to use the scriptures. Oh my God. Yes, they contradict themselves. The whole Bible contradicts us. Each chapter, each verse contradict throughout the Bible. Oh my God. Through The five chapters of Moses through the Old Testament up until the New Testament of Jesus Christ. It had to be what I'm saying, the old what I'm saying, work with the new in a different way. It contradicts itself through what I'm saying, his word. And God's word will not change. He spoke the word. Said what a heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will be here. Oh my God. Be here, what I'm saying, when you get ready to go. When I get ready to go, the word will be here. And it will stand. I am standing on the word of God. God giving me this plan. God's PB plan. Say, what about this plan, prophet? What about it? So what I'm saying special, because God's word is special. It's special if you let it come into your understanding. My God. And every word, what I'm saying, God's word represents something. Represent the truth. The truth and the true word of God will set you free. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you want to be saved, James, the third chapter and the 17th verse, you read it. If you want salvation, Revelation, the 12th chapter and the 10th verse, you read it. Read it for yourself. You want success, Joshua, the 1st chapter and the 8th verse. Oh my God, you read it. You want prosperity, Isaiah the 48th and the 15th verse. Read it. You want prayer, Acts 9, the 9th chapter and 11th verse. Read it. Read it. Peace. Romans, the 13th chapter and the 17th verse. You want peace in your life. Money, Genesis, the 42nd chapter and the 25th verse. Read it. 1 Timothy, the 6th and the 10th verse. Read it. You need a miracle. Numbers, the 14th chapter and the 22nd verse. Read it. Read it. You need love. Ephesians, the 3rd chapter and the 19th verse. If you need love, if you're looking for love, I want you to get your mind on what I'm saying. God's PB plan. Oh my God. And I want you to sow into the word. I need your help to sow into this broadcast. Oh my God. Sow into it. Because if you don't sow into it, how can it come up? Oh my God. Now you got to seize. God, I've given you the seed to sow into this broadcast by faith. Now write down the website address. Write it down. 21 ST Central CEN TURY Profit PROP HET.org. That's the website address. You go to it and you can sow into it. Sow a seed. If you don't sow, how can it gonna grow? How can you grow? Because when you sow that seed, you are sowing a seed, a blessing in you. And then one seed. How many blessings can come out of one seed? And many people are holding the seed in their hand and won't let it go. Been holding it for years. They won't let that seed go because they don't even know that if they let the seed go, and it will fall into the ground, and it will come up. Oh my God. And blessings on top of blessing. Oh hallelujah. Let somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Can I get a witness there? Oh my God, we're talking about God's PB plan. God's plan. Yes, woman, you need a plan. You're in trouble. Man, you need this plan because you're troubled down. Don't know what to do. Worked all your life and seem like nothing is working. Yes, you go to church on Sunday, and that's it. And you wait to the next Sunday to go to church. What have you accomplished? Now you got the word. You went down to the church and you heard the preacher, the pastor preach the word. And you enjoyed it. And now you didn't take it with you. You didn't take that seed of word with you. Now Something is wrong. And you've been doing that how many years? I'm talking to you, young lady. You don't know no better because you're young, but it's time, what I'm saying, to learn how to want to sow through the word of God. When you get the message, when you go to church, what you going to church for? You go to receive God's word. Am I right? Now you tell me what I'm saying if I'm not right. And you take that word of seed. And you take it home with you. You take it on the job. You take it in the neighborhood and sow it with someone that need help out there. Go, what I'm saying, in your community, in your neighborhood, everywhere. That's what God say. Take his word, take the gospel, and let us and go forth with it into the world. Not, what I'm saying, keep it in the church. My God, that's not what it's about. You receive the word of God. You go to church and you receive the word from the pastor, from the shepherd. He give it to you. You take it with you into your home. Into your, on your job, and you sow it, being a witness to, what I'm saying, someone. Let that seed go forth upon those that are in darkness, those that are in trouble, those that need to know the word of God. I want you to get ready now. You church members, you're getting ready, what I'm saying, for tomorrow to go to church. Oh, my God. But I just want to enlighten some things for you. Now, we are talking about this broadcast. And I ask every man, every woman to sow into it. Now, you can sow, what I'm saying, on the website. www.21stcentralprofit.org. Oh my God. And when you sow that seed, and you're going to see what I'm saying, God bless you and bless many others. That's the mind to have. Have a mind of Jesus Christ. And that's how he worked. That's how he taught the people. Oh my God. How did one of them sow the word and continue the word after him? All right now. You can go, what I'm saying, to YouTube. Go to YouTube, my channel. 21 Central Prophet. 21 ST Central Prophet. I'm on YouTube and you can see me ministering in the videos. And oh, my, speaking to what I'm saying. The people that need help. Oh my God, so many, what I'm saying, need help everywhere. Now I want you to get ready now. Now you can send in your seed through mail. Now write down my address. Now get yourself together here now. Because God is going to bless you now. God going to move upon your life by faith. Now write down Prophet H.C. Lockhart. Write down Prophet H.C. Lockhart, Post Office Box 189. Post Office Box 189, Macon, Georgia. Macon, Georgia. Oh, my God. Write it down, my beloveds. Write the address down. That's Prophet H.C. Lockhart, Post Office Box 189, Macon, Georgia. Zip code 31202. 31202. You can send in your seed. Remember, when you stop sowing into God's word, your blessings stop. Do you understand that? When you stop sowing into God's word, your blessings stop. You have to continue to sow. Hallelujah. Let somebody say hallelujah. Oh my God. God have blessed you. God have given you the strength, given you the food, giving you the finance to take care of your obligation, and you are afraid to sow into his word. You have to, what I'm saying, give to God's word. Oh my God. It's a blessing in giving. Oh my God. A blessing in giving into the word of God. You can't beat God blessing and giving into the word of God. Oh my God. Remember, when you stop giving, sowing in the word of God, your blessings stop. Oh my God. Get ready now. Get ready, what I'm saying. Get ready, what I'm saying. And take down the prayer line phone number now. I want to pray for you. Don't be afraid to take down this prayer line phone number. Write it down. 478. 324-3464. Once again, that's 478. 324-3464. Call the prophet of God. Let me pray with you. Pray with you over your problems, over your situation, over that trouble, over that those children. Pray over that relationship with your husband. Pray over that relationship with all of your families. Bring your family back together. We're going to pray, what I'm saying, that they come back together. Because they divided. Oh, we will pray for your financial difficulties. We're going to pray for all of those difficulties. Pray for that confusion there in the home. Write down the phone number now. 478. 324-3464. Once again, that's 478. 324-3464. Remember, tune in next Saturday, same time, 3 p.m. I will be praying and prophesizing in the spirit. And I want you to call me now. 478-324-3464.